This time it's already the sixth Spotlight series. It's the first one in 2021. And as it is the first one in this year, we thought we make it special. And it will be both me, Pavel, and Ludo appearing on the camera, on the microphones. What is East Meets West? East Meets West is a network of LGBTIQ professionals in Central and Eastern Europe. And we actually meet lots of interesting people throughout all of our days. And this time we would like to put the spotlight on very, very interesting project from the UK. And we have Robert Hutchinson with us from the rainy London joining us. But despite being really rainy today in London, you smile a lot, Robert. Welcome on the stage.
Hi, Pavel. Hi, Ludo. Thanks for having me on the podcast. Yeah, I'm from the Happiness Project, so we have to be happy.
It's great to have you here, but let maybe start with a question. So who is Robert? Who is Robert Hutchinson?
Yeah, so I'm 53. I've been living in London since the early 90s. I had a first career in media, worked in TV. In 2012, I decided to leave media because I wanted to work on my own and retrained as a coach. So I've been working as a coach since 2013 and specializing in personal development and self-awareness. I came out when I was 21. By the time I came out, it was kind of well overdue. So it wasn't, I don't think it was a surprise to anybody. you know, I was at university in Cardiff at the time, and I moved up to London quite soon after that. So I had a great time in London in the 90s, working in media and kind of being out on the gay scene in the 90s in London, which was amazing.
You are the face behind the Gay Happiness Project, which sounds extremely. What is behind? What is the Gay Happiness Project?
Yeah, so the Gay Happiness Project is an 8-week group training program for gay men. And I run that with my co-founder, Christopher Samsa, who's an old friend of mine. We've been friends for about 25 years. And kind of in the, kind of around the 2015, 2016 kind of time, we were having a lot of conversations because we were seeing friends get into problems, mental health problems. And, you know, it started being reported in the national press in the UK about a mental health crisis within the gay male community specifically. And that was also echoed, you know, in the major gay centres around the world, you know, New York, LA. So, you know, it was really essentially it was a chemsex problem developing in these major urban centers. So Chris and I were having conversations about what was going on and what we could do about it. Chris is a positive psychologist, and he works with the Neuro Leadership Institute. So we both had a lot of experience of mental health solutions, if you like, and interventions that have really worked well for us. And we were sitting here thinking, well, you know, we've got this knowledge, we know this stuff works, and we were frustrated that we were seeing such a problem around us. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of led into us putting together the best of the material that we knew of. The best interventions that had worked for us, and we thought how amazing it would be to bring all of that together in a course where we could kind of bring the best together in a course for gay men in London. So that's how it got started. And I think we were both confident about the kind of course content, even right at the beginning when we ran our first pilot. But I think what we hadn't quite realized was just the power of that group and how, you know, really within one session, a group of gay men can connect in a way that's really deep and meaningful. And the connections that were formed on that first pilot and how the guys worked together and supported each other as the course progressed was just really impressive to both of us. You know, we're now running the 10th course, and we've seen that on every group, that how the guys you know, get together and support each other on the course, and it's an amazing thing to see as the course progresses.
I mean, I also saw here in one of the things that you also put, I think, on your website, that you see the mental and the emotional well-being of the game man is quite, well, let's say, I was struck by it. If you look at the figures of research, the number of gay men that are experiencing severe levels of depression, anxiety, the number of people that take their own life, which is amazing. What I'm surprised, of course, these figures are there, but what I'm surprised of is that do you have, after meeting so many people, do you have somewhere, have you seen the cause of it? Why this is the case with gay men? Why we are so different in this kind of problematic?
So yeah, part of our research right at the beginning was to look at the figures, and they're really sobering when you look at them. Yeah. Gay men are between 2 and 7 times more likely to take their own lives. They're 13% of gay men acknowledge depression or severe levels of anxiety, compared to 7% of all men. And then when you look at suicide figures, in the UK, 75% of all suicides are male, compared to 25% women. So within that male population, that is 75% of all suicides, there's a much higher likelihood that that gay men are going to be included in that bigger number. So there's a really big problem, and we saw it firsthand. Chris and I listed 14 people that we knew who had died suddenly or, you know, unexpectedly, or had taken their own lives, including a really close friend of mine, Victor, took his own life in 2016. And when we looked at, you know, when Victor died, I kind of looked around at what was available, and I realized that if you're in crisis, there is support available as a gay man, especially in London. And I think even kind of nationally and internationally, you can get support. But what isn't available is something kind of, if you imagine a U shape, on either side of the U, there was nothing. And often that kind of crisis help is charities, and they do amazing work. But I know a lot of my friends would not go to a charity. You know, they may be too proud, other reasons. So Chris and I really were looking at kind of either side of the U, if you like, where people might be just feeling not right. They may be feeling unhappy. They may have some behaviors that they're concerned about, but it hasn't got to a big problem yet. Or they may have been through some kind of crisis and they're on the other side and they're, you know, on the way up. So that was another reason behind why we set Gay Happiness Project up as, you know, a positive focus resource for gay men.
I'd like to add a little question. You talked about crisis, yeah? Crisis, this is visible. Now we are going now through this COVID crisis, which hits overall, especially also the UK is hit very tough. Do you see also there that we get already now messages that generally speaking, young people, all everybody has social problems, has mental difficulties by this long duration of isolation and all the things that are happening. Is it also visible even more with the gay men population?
Anecdotally, I'm seeing friends that are, you know, that are gay men that are living on their own, in particular, struggling with this. I think the bigger question for everybody, and it's something that comes up on our courses time and time again, is about connection.
Yeah.
A sense of disconnection or a lack of meaningful, authentic connections with friends, with lovers, in sex, you know, and I think it's especially magnified in gay men. And it can go back to childhood where there was a sense of feeling different, feeling somehow other, feeling disconnected as a child. And then that follows through into somehow feeling disconnected from yourself. And it comes up on every single course that we run. And it's something that's really central in our course is helping guys feel more connected to themselves first, connecting with the other guys on the group, and then learning to kind of trust themselves, trust other people a bit more, and learning about this idea of connection and how important it is to be connected to other people.
Okay.
So if I got it correctly, typically it was an in-person course, and this 8-week course. Has this changed now with all of the measures that which are preventing us getting together?
Yeah. So traditionally it has been a London-based in-person course, but obviously with the pandemic and everything, we set up an online version last year. So we ran a successful course. Last year, we had guys from all over the world. We had South Africa, we had both coasts of America, UK, Europe, and we've currently got a course on at the moment, which is an online course. Again, we've got guys from all over the UK, and we've got a guy from Norway and another guy in Spain. So we're running as an online course now, and yeah, it works incredibly well. It's amazing to be able to connect with gay guys around the country and internationally as well with the course.
I'm happy to hear this, and you actually answered the next question what I wanted to ask. So there are no basically borders. You are not only actually looking at the UK market, so anybody from outside, so anybody from Europe, from all around the world, can be part of this this course, right?
Yeah, that's right. We you know, it's online. You can check in. We use Zoom. We run it from 6 to 8 p.m. UK time, so the only you know, consideration is time zones.
I wonder, besides the time zone challenge, are there differences between countries? So are there differences what you could spot between, I don't know, Norway, or people living in Norway, people living in the UK, or people living in different countries?
Yes, you know, there are always going to be differences, you know, in the way people approach the kind of exercises, if you like, that we do on the course. But yeah, one of the things I find about being gay is it's amazing because you kind of have a common language and you kind of have a common experience. You know, I've always said one of the best things about being gay is you can go to any city in the world and you've got an instant social life. You've got instant connection with friends. And I think that's something that, you know, obviously, you know, we can make the most of on the course. So it's less about kind of national differences, and I think it's more about common experience as being gay men.
Robert, you focus with the project on only on gay men. Yeah, that sounds if that's why I asked the question. We all talk about inclusion. This is in fact more like exclusion. Yeah, you take gay men, and I can imagine that some people say, why don't you take lesbians? Why don't you take transgenders? I mean, it's in a different direction than what we work on. So how do you see that?
Yeah, absolutely. And we positively discriminate in favor of gay men. And that is the course that we set up. You know, it was in response to a crisis amongst gay men that we set up this gay male well-being course. And it works incredibly well. That's what makes it so strong, is that you get a people with shared experience in a room together, and allows them to build trust really quickly, because they know that we talk about in-group and out-group a lot on the course as well. They're an in-group. You're immediately an in-group. You've got the connections. So it's the positive discrimination towards gay men that make the course so effective. Now, absolutely agree with you that, you know, the course could work for the transgender community, the lesbian community. And we're super open to that, you know. As it is, it's run by Chris and I. We don't have experience as lesbians. Neither of us is transgender. Yeah. And I think, you know, part of what makes the course so effective is because we bring our own experience and expertise into that space. But absolutely, there is scope for this to expand, and you know, we're super interested to explore that and have conversations with anybody who might want to explore that with us.
I have now more a personal question. I say, I always try in these things to put myself in it and say, well, how would you react? Yeah. Now, if I would have this invitation to go and then go with you, I read everything nicely, then I would ask my question, well, Ludo, I mean, do you really need it? Are you mentally healthy? Are you too sick to go or not sick at all? Are you reasonably happy or not happy? I mean, I would have that question, because I think if you really have huge difficulties, you will be with professionals probably, yeah? But I consider myself now as, well, you know, I have good days, bad days. My husband sometimes nerves me and sometimes I love him. This morning I had to go to the post office and wait for 10 people in front of me because of the COVID. We all have to have that distance. I could explode, which I normally don't do. So, I mean, in some days, just to ask you, how do I know if going to that group, I would fit in?
Yeah.
It would bring me something.
Yeah. So we get a really broad range of people on the course, from people who are, you know, really kind of experiencing some kind of crisis, a lot of kind of addiction or post-addiction problems come up, to guys who are just really curious. They want to know what it might look like to be happier or to feel a sense of thriving in life. So we get a broad range, and that seems to work really well. And in terms of answering your question, it's about self-awareness. It's about self-observation. The guys that come on the course tend to recognize there's something that I want to work on. There's something that I want to address. To the question, you know, of happiness, yeah. Could I be happier? So it has to be a self-evaluation of where you are. But we, you know, we welcome all gay men onto the course, and the range seems to work really well. So it's not like, you know, one of the things that Chris and I really wanted to create was a positive space. So it's not like a group therapy program. Mm-hmm. We avoid the kind of language of navel gazing of a group therapy,
yeah.
Because it turns a lot of people off. So we use positive, proactive language, and although we, you know, we'll discuss anything, whatever comes up for the clients, we'll discuss and create a space for that. But it's positive, proactive language that we stay with in order to create a positive experience. And support guys in that way.
Perfect.
Maybe from the practical side. So how does it work? So where can I read more about the project? Maybe about the different sessions of the course. And how do I start? Do I need to, I don't know, like sign up? Is this something which is on a regular basis? Or tell us a bit more here.
Yeah, sure. So go to www.gayhappiness.com, which is our website. All of the information is on there. And it gives a rundown of the 8 modules of the course. So in modules 1 to 4, we focus on the 4 key pillars of the program. So that's mindfulness, positive psychology, brain science, and self-compassion. So those are the kind of 4 pillars. And then in the second 4 sessions, we mix those up together and we make it very practical for the participants on the course to get a felt sense of learning about mindfulness, positive psychology, brain science, and self-compassion. So go online. There's also contact details on there. You can you can contact me direct, robert@gayhappinessproject.com. We're currently running an online. We've got in-person live program coming up in London that starts on the 7th of April, and then we'll be running another online course soon. So if there isn't an online course listed, do get in touch with us. Send us an email to say you'd be interested, and we'll be setting up the next online course as soon as we can.
Perfect. How big are the groups that you are putting together?
So we limit it because we wanted to create that intimate environment. So for the online course, it's limited to 12 people. We find that is the limit of what works well, you know, especially with all the Zoom and the screens and everything. For the in-person course in London, we expand that to 14, but between 12 and 14 is the maximum that we ever run, because otherwise it lacks the intimacy of the connections in the group.
Mm-hmm. I read also some of the reactions of the people that were on the project that were very, let's say, very enthusiastic about what it brought to them.
Yeah.
I was wondering, this, yes, say it's 8 weeks and you do different topics in the weeks. Is it long enough for an, I will not call it treatment, but to give the people, the only thing you can do, I think, is give the people a kind of base, a kind of tools to work on, because it is working on yourself also afterwards, I suppose. You don't go then, you go happy out after 8 weeks, you're happy. It's different, I suppose.
So it's not a therapy program. It's a training program. Mm-hmm. We test and measure all of the participants before they run the course and then afterwards. And we consistently see an uplift in key measures. So we measure authentic happiness. We see an increase of 15% in that. We measure depression. We see a 14% decrease in signs of depression. And we measure satisfaction in life. We see a 16% increase in satisfaction in life. So that's over the 8 weeks. So just in 8 weeks, you get that result.
Yeah.
And then absolutely, it's kind of the start of a journey. Now, a lot of guys come on the course and then they realize that there's something they'd like to explore in more depth. So we work with a number of therapists and psychologists who we recommend. So it's not unusual for guys to come on the course and then go on to see, you know, work out what they need to work on and go and seek professional help like that. And then we also run alumni events. So once you've been through the course, you become part of the alumni.
Oh, perfect.
And we run social events and we run online support groups so that there's a continuation after the course.
Well, Robert, you must be a very happy person because your job is making people happy. You are a kind of gay Father Christmas, yeah? I mean, you put a smile on the people's face, no? This is really serious. I think
great
if you can have that group of people, you know there is a need and you can help them by talking to them, by working with them. I think it's very nice to have that as a job, as a vision, as a mission that you have in our community. I've never seen anything like it. It's really, I would not say simple, but it's so basic, make people happy that I'm quite surprised that it works, and it really works, I'm sure. So I'm really happy we have the chance to talk, because the first time I heard about your project was, I think, 1 or 2 years ago when we invited you, I think, for our conference, but there was something coming up. And I said to myself, what the hell is this making people happy? I had no idea, but I must say it's worth knowing much more about it, because I think it makes absolutely sense. And I will check with my neighbor, with my environment, with if I should deal with it. I will not ask it to Pavel because he will say yes, please do. But I will have a call. It's interesting. It's tempting. It's something nice to offer yourself, you know, as a kind of a present for yourself. Just that's amazing. I think it's amazing.
You said gay Father Christmas, and I love it because it does feel like that. it is, you know, delivering the course and facilitating, you know, Chris and I both feel this, you know, it's so exciting on session one when people come in and of course they're nervous and they're awkward and they're apprehensive about what's going to happen, you know, And we always love session one because we see them just bond and gel together. And we know what's going to happen over the next 8 weeks. And then, you know, 8 weeks later, you see these people have made really good, deep friendships, friendships that keep going long after the course. Yeah. And it is a gift, and it is a wonderful thing to deliver. And it's a wonderful thing to be involved with.
Great.
But Robert, I actually have a proof that the project works. I made a screenshot at the beginning of the conversation, and when I now compare it to how Ludo is smiling, there's a progress even in 20 minutes, you see?
Yeah, see, it works.
It works. And I got it for free. Hey.
and you know that, you know, there's a pun as well, of course, because the word gay means happy. And
yeah,
that is where it came from the slang language. Polari, wasn't it? That was where the word gay came from.
I know.
So it was a word for happy because gay men, you know, even in difficult times back then, also were happy. There's always this paradox, isn't there, between a mental health issue and gay men being susceptible to mental health issues, but also, you know, it can also be a really happy community. And there can be a happiness about gay men. We focus on the latter, not the former.
Great.
Excellent. I'm super happy that we could have you here at the Spotlight as a guest, Robert. I'm quite curious, actually, in maybe half a year, 1 year, when we talk to Ludo again, maybe that he will share his experiences, like life experiences from the course. No, joking, of course. I mean, it was great to have the conversation today. It's always not only great learning for us. So we talked together already before, we knew about the project, but there's always something new that we as well with Ludo learn. So from my side, thank you very much, Ludo.
Also from me. And I just want to add something, as it is not online, the people cannot ask questions, what we normally do. But if they have questions, if they want to know more, and they can go to your website. But if not, they can always contact East Meets West. And we gladly send them the questions or the remarks or whatever further to you so you can take care of it.
Right. Well, thank you for having me on the podcast. We'd love to have you on the course, both of you. And if any listeners want to come along, contact us at gayhappinessproject.com.
Perfect.
Thank you very
Thanks
much. A lot.
Thank you.
I was just wondering, would it be a good idea that we both are on the course on the same session?
That would be up to you two.
That would be not so good because, you know, we are very close friends. And I know almost everything about him, and the same goes in the other direction. That's not healthy. That's not healthy. that will not work.
I think it would have been quite fun.
We have had friends on.
I mean, we would certainly be the stars of the group, yeah? I mean, I'm sure.
But from our pilot, two guys got together from our pilot session, pilot course.
Yeah.
And they kept it secret for a year from us.
Perfect.
Chris and I are waiting to go to our first gay happiness wedding.